Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We had to dedicate the entire show to Michigan and Michigan State.
Stormtrooper game.
Yeah, and fixing everything that went on. So can we officially...
On.
We have, because D'Antonio...
Oh, he shut it down.
Yeah, he put an end to it today, right?
He shut that blank down today. Good! It's shut down for another year, right?
I have no idea why he had to bring religion into it today, but D'Antonio not in the mood to talk about it. I think we solved everything. We made both sides agree, you know, that they need
to
get
along.
Fine. They're
fine until
so
next year.
Okay.
So we have been remiss on your Lions, right? The Lions that are 3-3. The Lions that now are putting together sound, solid performances. In years past, they might stagger to 3-3, and you're like, oh, they had to pull that one out of their ass. That was a big comeback. They didn't look. They still can't run the ball.
Fake comeback against,
right?
You know, whomever. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Am I wrong? And I'm going to ask the peoples out there, 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. They've been 3-3 before. They've been 3-1 before. They've been 4-2 before. Doesn't this 3-3 smell and feel and taste a little bit more legitimate? Because it's sound football, it's ball control, it's running the ball. Am I wrong to say that, and I'm going to end up looking like an idiot?
Well,
that
see,
might be true.
You are, yeah. You're kind of almost getting out, you know, in front of your skis just a little bit.
I know.
Look, I'll be willing to say it if the Lions go out at Ford Field on Sunday and handle their business against the Seahawks, and then we get, and I'm sure you'll go to Minnesota for this one because it will be a monstrous game. We will finally get a huge game where the Lions could get to 5-3. And potentially, if the Vikings lose to the Saints this Sunday night, potentially be in first place in the NFC North.
Do you know who they
then
play?
Then it starts.
Because here I am looking ahead. You know who they play after Minnesota? They're at Chicago.
Another divisional game.
Back to back. The gauntlet.
And the Bears haven't looked as good recently as they started
the year. No. And this week, Seattle is banged up, and the Lions are like a 2.5 or 3-point favorite. And I'm a little bit confused, though, because I can't use the up-down theory this week. Seattle won their last game, and the Lions won their last game.
Well, that's why.
So I'm totally confused.
That's why the Lions are only a 3-point favorite at home.
I believe that's
correct. Because they were just like, we'll just put 3 points. That's got to be it, right? Because I don't even think Vegas has any idea necessarily what it'll be. But I do understand what you're saying and what you're getting at. You know, I don't want to
sound football.
I don't want to totally dismiss that, because watching that game on Sunday, you know, like, I watched the Patriots game earlier this season, okay? I was actually there. You know, a huge
game. Oh, the Lions, when they
smashed
the Patriots.
When they took care of it and they raised the banner at the end of the game. Yeah.
Correct.
And I think every single Lions fan felt like, all right, in the second half, okay, TB12 is going to come back and this is all going to be for nothing. The Lions aren't beating the Patriots. It had that feeling, right? And it didn't happen. Sunday's game against the Dolphins, I never felt like the Lions were going to choke that game away.
No.
I never felt like that.
Because it was more sound. And here's the other thing. And I don't feel bashful saying this. Like I heard the little kid on with Valeni. Sully. The Sully kid. I heard him doing...
I thought you were talking about TJ.
No, that's Caputo. No, doing their little NFL blitz. And Sully said, there's a few websites I've seen this on. It's controversial. But, Mike, is it legit or not that Kerryon Johnson's the best Lions running back since Barry Sanders? And I was listening to that driving down here to Little Caesars Arena. I said, it's not controversial at all. Yes, he is. And I'm not saying we'll see how his career, hopefully he stays healthy. But for pure running back skills, yes, Kerryon Johnson has the most skill and potential as any back since Barry Sanders on the Lions.
Well, I mean, we don't have to go through everything. But, like, some of the quote-unquote better ones by Lions standards, Kevin Jones, Kevin Smith had his moment.
Tell me when you find one.
James Stewart had his
moment.
Tell
me when you find one.
Sean Bryson.
Shut up already.
I just want to mention it. I love mentioning his name as much as humanly possible. Artus Pinner for a second. Kentucky's finest.
Reggie Bush is the one.
Yes.
And Javid Best if he had stayed healthy. But
sure.
Again, that was a little bit gimmicky. That was getting the ball out in space and spreading it around. Woo, have him. This is Kerryon Johnson can run up the middle. He can go around the perimeter. He can catch passes. And again, I don't want to go bonkers or jinx him or anything like that. But that's why this feels more legitimate than a standard 3-3.
Yeah, it's just...
And
this
please
is
don't
what,
record that, because I'm going to end up looking like an idiot.
Well, the moment they lose to the Seahawks. Yeah. I expect them to win this weekend. And maybe that's just me being selfish, because I desperately want to see Lions playing for first place in the division in Minnesota the following week. And I want to have, you know, a huge build-up to that game. But I don't think it's crazy to sit here and say, okay, this does look like a very different team than what we saw in week one against the Jets.
Okay, not only week one, but here, real quick, I'm going to read this ticket text, 97136. There's a bunch of positive ones, and I want to read this one from Joe in Chesterfield. Last year at the same exact time, everyone said, this year is different. It's real. Eye roll. No. Might have said it looked like they had a good team or whatever.
But they were eking victories out.
I don't think people said it was different. They still couldn't run the ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember saying it was different. Jim Caldwell, it was his fourth year or whatever.
They were almost winning in spite of Jim Caldwell at that point
They have won every game by almost double digits. I mean, Green Bay was, 8 points?
31-23, yeah.
Yeah, and it's the running game gives you the feel that you can grind it out in the fourth quarter, which you've never felt about the Lions since 1957, or somewhere there's about.
Does this Lions team feel legitimate at this point? 3-3, they play host to the Seahawks on Sunday, they go to Minnesota after that, and let's be real. If the Lions win Sunday and the Vikings lose to the Saints on Sunday Night Football, we're talking about the Lions with 4 wins, the Vikings with 4 wins,
ooh,
a Lions team that will have a chance to be atop the NFC North standings. The phone number is 248-539-9797, and ticket text is at 97136. I'll add this, too. And I know Dan Orlovsky has been the one. What is he? He's working for ESPN now, doing some analyst work and whatnot. Yeah, I know Dan Orlovsky.
He does a good job. No.
He ran out of the end zone.
Yeah.
I know. I get it. I understand. But he has been saying this for a long time. You get Matthew Stafford a running game,
mm-hmm,
which means you can rely on that. You're not one-dimensional. Play action, passing, you know, things that can start to happen that help an offense, and that's when he can take off. Maybe this is the start, potentially, of the Lions discovering that in a different Matthew Stafford.
He
doesn't have to win the game every
time. Right, we've all really said that. But it was more in theory. Huh, I wonder what it would look like. Do you realize since the Jets game, which was just awful and they were just terrible, since that game, they've played 5 games since. In each successive game, Stafford has thrown fewer and fewer passes. It's like from 38 to 30 to 26 to 24 to 22. And that to me, and I said this at the – that to me is the key – if Monday comes around and you're not saying Matthew Stafford was the reason they won or the reason they lost, then you know you have a sound team, because you're not putting it all on the quarterback. And 6 games in, How many times has Stafford been the issue on a Monday, other than after the opener?
Since the opener, he has 11 touchdowns to one interception.
Right. But that's fine. But he's not throwing for 400 yards.
But you don't need him to.
Exactly.
You know, you want that balance.
That's
want...
why it's legitimate-er.
Well, and not only, you know, from an offensive perspective, but what have we talked about a ton as well? It's what we saw even, you know, with Michigan and Michigan State on Saturday. You want to keep your defense off the field. How do you do that? You run the football. You control clock. And that's been keeping this defense that, I mean, yeah, they've been okay, but I don't think either of us think this defense is very good. So you want them on the sideline. You don't want them out there all the time. Try to control the time of possession.
Correct.
And they've done that.
Ticket text 97136. Wojo, the Lions are legit. The biggest difference for this Lions team is balls control. Just like Roberto's night last night. No, ball control. Ball control.
Balls.
Oh, come on, Dre and Plymouth. Please.
By the way, congrats to Roberto.
Yes,
the
job,
phone number
Roberto.
Is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Right here, right now. Lions 3-3. They play host to the Seahawks on Sunday. Are you willing to say, you know what? This Lions team, this campaign, 2018, they look legitimate.
We're not predicting super. We're just saying the three victories that they have are legitimater than three victories they've had
just,
in previous
now you're just
years.
Making up words.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.